Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show?
Oh, we're rolling just like that. Shit, I haven't looked at any of my. All right, hey everyone, it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show.
Did you already cuss? I think you did.
Did I?
Yeah, you just said the S word.
Oh, well, I didn't have my headphones on, so I don't think that counts.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so we're we got a lot of stuff on our plate today. So we're trying to get through everything. And I just realized I haven't even looked at the... So, you know what?
Read them cold.
We're all going to just enjoy them cold.
Read them cold.
All right. How about this? I'll give you a couple of titles, and you pick the one you want to do.
Great.
Now, listen to the titles first. There's a couple of these. Sending Your Kids to College, Secret Masturbation.
I like that one.
Or Wedding Gifts or Cash. And we might get to more than one.
Yeah, I think we should get to all three, but I like the middle one too, Bryn. Let's go with secret masturbation.
With secret masturbation.
All right. It's almost always, isn't it? Where is it? When is it actually public or, you know, I like to masturbate
for
the most part.
Look, I absolutely talk about that being an important part of my health regimen. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, I'll give you an example. I don't think my wife does it at all.
Oh, yeah. I bet she does.
I would love to. And first of all, I'd love that to be the truth. B, why wouldn't she just say? C, she just doesn't have time.
I agree with you.
You know, I
feel the same way about Nita.
I get myself, because I go to bed before John, and there I am, and I'm laying there, and I'm still awake, and I'm like, well, I should try that. Not because I'm like all super horny, but because I know it can relax you and help you get to sleep. And it's not that it's a secret, but I don't tell John when I do.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I fucking got myself
last
night.
That's absolutely a secret for me. I don't want her walking on me doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You know what, though? She knows you do.
She knows
so
I
it's
do.
Not really a secret. It's more private.
I'm not going to announce it, though. And
right?
Yeah, I turn on the bathroom fan in the room where I'm doing that if she's home. And there's definitely been times where there's been a knock at the door, and I'm like, I'll be out in a minute.
Or five minutes.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Can't you hear the fan? You guys should have a vacancy sign. You know? No vacancy.
It's just, it is something that If she were more open about it and more comfortable with it, I'd be more likely to answer the door with, you know, a shiny dick and a wet hand.
God, Jesus Christ.
But because she's so, like, sort of, and I don't.
You don't want her catching you either.
I just don't think that she's into it, so I wouldn't be. Otherwise, I'd be like, yeah, come in. Finish this for me. Yeah, why not?
Oh, I didn't mean to stop. No, thanks. I got to.
Right.
Do some stuff in the kitchen.
Right. But so, anyway, whether she does or she doesn't, I'd be glad to hear that she does. I just don't think she does. Go on with the story, though.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm finally writing in. I love you all so much. Thanks for being you. Well, you are welcome. It's hard to be anyone but us.
Right.
It's our pleasure.
Big fan here. Don't say my name. Hopefully, this is a quick one. I figured you guys would be the best to ask. Long story short, I wasn't all keen on masturbation until I turned 30. I met and married my husband at 23, eloped, and spent no money. Do it, Bryn. From what my husband knows, I still don't masturbate, but something changed after I got pregnant with my first kid.
Mm.
I look forward to it now. The ritual of getting everything together for my moment is exhilarating, and it's faster than sex, too, which is great for a busy mom. Do I need or should I share with my husband that I do this now? It's just fun. Is it just fun because it's a secret? He makes comments like, when will your cougar libido kick in?
I am with him. When does that happen?
I'm only a year older than him, FYI. I play along in sex like Sarah does. I do. I play along. I'm having fun. Don't worry about me. This is about you. I know what to say.
Great.
I know just what to say and do to get him off. And he feels bad that I don't every time. Should I tell him it's because I've already got myself a couple times today, so I'm all good? Oh, my God. She's doing it multiple times a day.
Mm.
That's funny. Would this make him sad?
Mm.
I don't.
Why?
I just said, like, well, let me just say, I would be stoked to hear that you are, because it would make me feel like, okay, well, then that's at least makes me feel like there's normal energy happening there, you know? So I would want you to tell me, and I would, and you might be like, okay, and I don't mind showing you that occasionally, but that is also what I do by myself. So you may have to sort of set boundaries with it, but he'll be into it.
Yeah, guys are, I can't say that we've never sat across from each other and beat off and done stuff. And he says he likes to see, I like to see what you do and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can learn from that.
But it's, I don't think that, I mean, look, if you like it being a secret, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I don't think he'd be upset by it at all. What is she? She says she's 30?
Yeah, I
think so. And I don't know how long this has been going on, but it might even be something that you guys could work into
the mix.
The mix, right?
Yeah.
Like, here's what I do. Show me what you
he'll
do.
He'll be into it.
Yeah,
like that
he'll
whole,
like it. I think so, too.
That crack about the cougar thing, that's he'll, when he hears this, he's going to go, it's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You should
What's
next?
Anal? Yay!
Oh, my God. Why do we have to do anal? Why does it always go to that?
It's the next step, Sarah.
It isn't the next step. It is a step you never have to take.
Yeah, or you could.
And you shouldn't.
It's you a, should, absolutely.
That's where shit comes out, you guys.
You know,
I hate to break it
just,
to you.
I hate to break it to you, but many men, their entire sex life is where shit comes out.
Well, that's totally fine. It's just that you. It's also totally fine to say, no, I'm sorry, but that's an exit. And I'm not into that.
I'm just saying, gay guys, that's where they fuck.
Yeah, but they also, don't, they could just blow each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? You think that's enough?
I do.
No, you don't.
I'm sure that, listen, gay guys, I'm going to need to hear from you.
We have heard from Ass Man before, remember
no,
that?
No, Ass Man is one thing. I'm talking about, like, how, there have to be gay guys out there who are like, no, I don't do that.
That I just blow all day?
I just
all
blow.
We do is
I
mouth
get blown
time
and
every
I get,
single
yeah,
time? That's
maybe.
So
I don't believe that for a second.
Everybody I believe
guys
switch
are
it up a
way
bit.
Too fucking horny to be all, a blowjob again? Why, that sounds delightful. No way. That is foreplay.
I think it happens.
Okay,
I
so let's, I, please, yeah. Anyone listening now that is gay, And if your sexless life only consists of oral,
like that, if you're an ass virgin,
please write in and confirm.
Yeah, Bryn Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, I can't
Bryn
wait.
Bryn loves getting letters like that.
I sure do.
In general, yeah. Oh shit, we should have asked Scott when he was here. Although we weren't talking about this then.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, listen, lady who's writing in, you don't have to do ass sex. Don't worry about it. But it might be fun to explore this with him somewhat, or Totally keep it a secret. But I was thinking the next time he goes, hey, when's your cougar libido going to kick in? Go, row. I got myself twice today.
Oh, jeez.
So I have no interest in you.
Don't give the cat sound out. That is Unless you've got a faulty epiglottis and can make that growling sound, don't do it.
I'd be like, ew.
What does that sound like?
What's going on here? What the fuck got into my wife? I would assume that he'd be stoked to hear that.
Yeah.
And I actually, this triggers me to go home and ask Anita, because I really don't think she does that.
You've never asked her?
I have asked her a long time ago, and she was like, no. She said, I've tried before, and it was a while ago. Like, she just doesn't. She's not that sexual,
man,
it seems.
I have been doing it since I was 12 years old and found the, you know, using the handheld thing in the shower.
Scorpio.
It's not a Scorpio thing.
I think so. We hear about that. Super sexed up people are often Scorpios.
You spray it, you're like trying to rinse your pussy off, and you go, oh, that feels pretty good. What's going on with that? I didn't even know what I was doing for years.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't even know. No idea.
Well, and you have a squeaky clean pussy,
I
too.
Sure did.
Good, great news.
Spraying that water all
Except
over that shit.
You can't do it in California, though.
No, you can't. Well, you can.
Anyway, I think any partner would be happy to find out or hear that their partner is getting themselves, and you know, you don't have to say, I really love giant black dick porn. Like, you don't need to tell us that. Because it's unnecessary. We don't need to know what you're looking at.
I don't even know. I mean, look, she doesn't say whether she does or not. And she does say there's a ritual to getting it all set up. That might just be laying out the various items.
Uh-huh.
I would never watch porn on my own. If I did, it's hot. Yes. I do think that porn is hot. I don't need it. I close. It's over in freaking 15 seconds if I don't hold off.
Wow.
Like, it's just when
Lucky.
Because I feel like it takes guys longer to arrive when they're getting themselves than
it
does.
I'm purposefully trying to take my time because I'm not trying to practice being fast. The last thing I need is to be faster at fucking a chick.
So do you think that it's easier to arrive when you're with a chick or easier to arrive when you're by yourself?
I'm good. Well, to answer the question, it's easier to arrive when I'm with a chick.
See, it's the exact opposite for me. It actually can be really difficult to arrive when I'm physically having sex.
If I were left by myself, and look, I can do it. I have an imagination. I can do it without a computer. But it might take longer. It might be harder. I might even give up because I find myself going, you know, 15 minutes later, I just can't.
And thinking
get
about
the,
something else. And
but with visual aids, it's pretty automatic there as well.
Right. Would you say that's the same for you, Brent? It's faster with a girl than it, or faster with Anita than it is.
Yeah,
with porn?
It's certainly easier to get there. I will say, in the past, when it's somebody new, it could have been difficult, you know, because it's
more
it's,
difficult. Even
it's
though
in
you're
your head,
in a, oh.
it, the performance is in your head. Like whether it's coming too fast or even like.
Oh,
maybe
like
was,
you held off and now
maybe
you're...
the whiskey never helps, for me at least. It didn't.
No, whiskey. They call it whiskey dick for a reason.
Yeah. So, but yeah, in general, Anita's the one that can get me there pretty easily.
Yep.
But I had no problem jerking off.
Right.
Absolutely need visual aids, though. I cannot.
So you don't think that you can...
You know what? I never tried, so I can't say I cannot, but I've never tried. And I don't want to.
I don't either.
Why would I want to? I'd right. rather...
Well, it's like, I mean, I'm sure I could get off without a vibrator, but why would I want to?
Mm-hmm.
Too much work.
Yeah.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Good stuff.
Carpal tunnel.
I would love to see her doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing
really
to the lady
that
wrote. Uh-huh. You do that with your partner there, he's going to be into it.
Yeah. Get all your little tools, set them all out, and be like, hey, come in the bedroom with me.
Let me show you.
Ruin my magic moments by myself.
Put some handcuffs on them.
All right. We've got time. Let's do one more.
Okay. Let me look at these. Hey, did a bunch of these get erased, Bryn? I feel like there's only 7 or 8 in here.
I don't know. I put them all in there and you moved them, so...
Let me look in the red folder. No, Dying maybe. During orals, ER sex trouble. Yeah.
I think you got to all of them. Or maybe some of them you just...
You know, sometimes there will be 2 or 3 that respond to the same... You know, and I actually love people's responses to these, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I look forward to hearing from gay men, and I look forward to hearing...
You're going to get shut down hard.
Yeah, Sarah's going to be wrong this time.
I don't know.
Except for some minions that want to fake it.
Well, listen, girls don't need to write in about this. You know, I really do. I would really be interested to know if there are men who are like, yeah, my ass is a virgin, and I don't do that, and, you know. Hey.
Yeah, my ass is a virgin, but I still fuck guys, maybe. See? Right?
Oh. No, I was saying more that there's no...
No butt play.
No butt play at
either
all.
Either way, right?
Yeah. But yeah, share with us. Why not? What's stopping you? Okay, so let's go to sending your kid to college.
All right.
By the way, shoot.
What happened?
Well, it's a really short one. And Bryn is saying this bad advice question came through over text. Uh-huh. Is this from your over text to the station?
Over text to the station.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bryn@RadioAlice.com. That's the best way. Because sometimes we miss them. You know, mm-hmm. I've had people write me long texts and I'm like, I can't even cut and copy this. I can't do anything with this. You have to write it in.
We sometimes get texts, too, where someone's asked a question and then the day passes. You got to send these an email. These important questions. Send them to Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
Bryn. Hey, guys. Talk about bad advice. I need some. My kid is applying to college, but her first choice is somewhere her dad and I are not comfortable with. Do we crush her hopes and say, you can't go there? Or do we let her go and worry endlessly?
Sigh. Did we do this one?
I don't think so.
I think you read that on the air one time. I threw it in the folder.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You must have seen it because it came in on our regular text.
Right.
I don't remember hearing this.
Oh, all right. So what do you say?
Well, I know what my sister and brother-in-law say. They said, you can go anywhere you want for college, as long as it's in Florida. Okay. And the kid was fine with it, so it wasn't a big thing. I think, personally, that if you can swing it, or you and your kid can swing it, or your kid can swing it, or whatever it is, I think they should be able to go where they want to go. I think that that's an important step toward independence, but... I don't know your kid, and you don't really say much more about what your comfort levels are with. I don't know why you're uncomfortable with this place in particular. Like,
is it? What is the issue?
Is it in hell? Where is it? Is it on a boat in the middle of the ocean, never to be seen again?
Is it in Florida?
Yeah, is it in Florida? Is it someplace? Right? Is it someplace where you don't love the politics? Is it someplace you just don't particularly like Texas? Like, what is it? I would love more info on this. But I am a. I'm a person who says that kids, it's once they're getting to the college stage, it's time for them to start making decisions and living with the problems that might arise from that, or the wonders that might. I don't know. What do you think? What are you cackling about?
Says the lady who sent her boy to across the bay.
Oh, God, it was so great. It was so great.
And then he just went, I don't even need to live elsewhere. I'm just going to move home.
Well, mm-hmm. His first choice was this place in Minnesota, and he was actually at the college, like living in, going into the dorm for like an overnight thing when they got the email about Berkeley. And then they packed it in and went home.
Look, this is what I'd say. I'd say that college absolutely is important to anyone's development. I really believe like 1,000%. I want both my daughters to go to college.
Yeah.
We are putting away and have put away a giant chunk of change already, and they're little kids. So we're planning for that. I do think it's fair to say, look, college is important to your development, but it's also a family decision. We're paying for this shit. A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a legitimate reason why, and again, we don't know what your reason is. I can't imagine what you're about to, you would tell us if you were here to talk to us about it. But I think that's fair to say to them. Tell them straight up. We worry about Detroit. It's dangerous there. Or whatever your thing
is.
Yeah,
whatever
I don't
it
know.
Is, right.
I don't know what you're tripping on. But I think that's a legitimate concern and fair to say. But you can't say to their first five choices, we don't like that because. Like, at some point you have to say, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
If your first choice is the community college two blocks down the street, you might be
That might be the most affordable one, though, right?
It actually will be the most affordable.
And that may be the reason you need to tell her or him. Like, we can't afford you to go to 4 years away from home. So you need to stay here for the first two. Whatever that
right,
is.
Whatever it
that's
is.
A family scenario that I think is fair to discuss openly. And I do think it's fair. Like, I'll give you an example. This is not the same, but it's to my point. When you're naming a kid at our house, we each had vetoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were things that came up where I went, oh, you can't use that. I boned a chick, named that. There's things like that where you have a legitimate concern. You don't want to see that name on your kid when that name is associated with...
So maybe a veto. I think that's actually rational. And if that's her first choice and that's the one you really don't want her to go to, you definitely need to have a convo about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now is when this is happening. The kids are applying. They find out like May 1st or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. Yeah,
so,
I would sit her down, talk to her about it, find out what's the appeal for her. Maybe she can talk you into it.
Yeah, and you know what? If she talks you into it and you find yourself saying, okay, well, then that's her, good on her,
mm-hmm.
that she showed you why. I mean, I'd look. There's a lot of things as I was growing up. Maybe Bryn can speak to this too. A lot of things I did that were dangerous, I did them on purpose.
Mm.
A lot of things. Buying drugs from the worst neighborhood in Southern California was something I went and did all the time. And it was sort of it was a purposeful adventure to see what would happen. Luckily, I'm not dead, but that's something that kids do. I saw something about Mindy Kaling having a TV show called College Girls' Sex Lives. Have you heard about this?
I haven't.
I guess it's a TV show, and I don't...
Is it on right now or in development?
I don't know. I don't know. But when I saw the headline, the first thing that occurred to me is, like an ex-girlfriend of mine used to talk about some of the adventures they had, and they talked about it in a way that they went and did these things to have a story to tell.
Mm.
And I do think we all do those things.
Yeah.
Whether it's as conscious as the way she made it sound, like I'm all, that's a little dangerous.
I'm in college. I want to have a threesome.
The sex lies of college girls.
There you go. So it just brought that up in my mind. Like it was an absolute decision made for a story to tell.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm going to go see what happens with this. And I just used to, and I'd hear that and be like, oh, that's scary. But I used to do it too, and I think their kids do this, and I wonder if she's picked a dangerous spot, either A, to rebel from you, or B, because she's flirting with disaster.
Right.
Mm.
You know?
I don't know how you bring that up to her, but it's a valid point. It could be.
I don't know either. We don't have enough info, but
right.
I do think kids do that, and that's not for what it will cost you. I think you have a right to say, fuck no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a kind of a messy line, though. Like, you don't, this is the beginning of their adulthood, right? So you don't want them resenting you for making the decisions for them. What if they're 20 years old? They're like, I fucking told you I didn't want to go to this college, and they're an adult.
Right.
You know, at these ages, they can actually make their own decisions and and kind of resent you for it. So you can't necessarily put your foot down as a parent and say, you're going here because I want you to. Right. So you have to just keep that in mind.
But I think presenting it as the way Vinny did about having a veto power over...
Right.
Over... I'm not saying you can't go anywhere else than the one I want you to go to, but I am saying that this one I have a problem with. Here's why, and I would like to exercise my veto on this.
Yeah, it should be a discussion at the very least.
Yeah, I agree. Right. You should be talking about it. And, you know, you're not... I don't know if she's paying for it, if she's got scholarships. Maybe she's amazing and got the whole thing paid for. Who the hell knows? Mm-hmm. And don't forget, there's also a chance she doesn't get into her first choice, and then, phew, you don't even have to have that combo.
Either way, what I say here is another family saved by us.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Yeah. God, if you'd like your family saved, send us a note. Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Seriously, I have like six left.
We need more bad advice stories.
We do. All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, the end. That's, I don't know what to say.
It's fine.